Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, helping you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products, and businesses, real life stories. It's all right here for you with this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. Remember to visit us online, too, at besteveryou.com. And now here's your host, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino.
Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for listening to the Best Ever You Show. We're here live on Blog Talk Radio, and then we syndicate out to places like Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. Anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find us, the Best Ever You Show. And we're here. Can you believe this, Sally? This is episode 519. With me is Sally Haas. Hello, Sally. How are you?
Hi, Elizabeth. Nice to be here.
Can you believe it? Over 500 episodes now. That's just a lot. Well, it complements your, over 100 books. We've got a lot going on, don't we?
Yes, we're very busy people, right?
I hope we spark a conversation today about food allergies. That's why we're here today. And you can join our conversation in our Facebook group. We have at Food Allergy Zone, which is a group about food allergies. And then we have conversations with Elizabeth and Chris. And I'll post those links up as well so you can continue the conversation. And then, of course, Sally Haas is, an author and illustrator. Her website is sallyhaas.com. I will also put her bio with the show and links to her websites as well. And she's on Twitter at Sally Haas. She's on Instagram at Sally Haas. And I love you, Sally, and I'm so glad you're here with me today on the show. We have you have over 100 books, and I've had the amazing opportunity to collaborate with you on two of them, Self-Confident Sandy, and then this one, A Lesson for Every Child, Learning About Food Allergies. What is it about this book that made you want to jump in and get involved and produce this book for us?
Yes, well, I was unaware of a lot of things that had to do with food allergies. Like many people, I just thought food allergies is something else. You have a wart, you have this, you have that. But this is a very special thing, and I was not aware of it until you brought it to my attention and said there needs to be a wonderful book done on this subject for children. And it needs to be a book not only for the children who have this condition, but for their siblings, for the other family members, and for their classmates. It's for all children. And when you started explaining to me the difficulties of living with this condition, then I knew, I could do something with it that was different than most books on this subject. And that's what we did. And we worked together on this, and you corrected a lot of things and added things that needed to be put into the book. But it's a special book because a teacher in the book asked a new student who comes in with this condition to actually educate the children in the classroom. And the children ask questions and this and that, but the beauty of it is that this teacher, at the end of the book, she congratulates this young man because he is someone who's had to live with this and has acquired the quality of discipline. He has been very disciplined, and that's a hard thing for a young person to accomplish. And it was a wonderful thing that he has no choice. But because of that, he still had a happy attitude. So that's what I thought was very extremely special about this particular book for children, was that the teacher stepped in and pointed out that this was a rare thing, and he was to be not honored particularly, but to be because of this, his ability to live with this condition amongst other kids who did not have it. and could handle it in you know, smart ways. Anyway, so that's what I found special about this book.
Yeah. Jack goes into that classroom with food allergies. And it's a great children's book. And again, it's part of, you know, your over 100 children's books. So it makes me just so proud to have it as part of, you know, as one more little part of all of that you do. And so I would love for people to listen to us here and go to sallyhuss.com, because everything that you do, it's bigger than just this one book. And I know we're here today to talk about this book, yeah. But you have so many books with lessons like Positive Pete and all. I think is it Let's Play or All About? Is it Let's Play? Yeah, I think it's Let's Play. Is that right?
Let's Play. Yes. Get the kids back outside. Let's Play. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So. And on Best Ever You... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, when someone brings an idea forward that needs to be addressed, you know, that hasn't been touched on really well, and can give me that information, then I can convert it into something that can be understood by a child and can be entertaining and colorful and fun, but yet passes on important information to that child in almost in a subconscious way. So that's what I do.
I marvel at all of your skills daily. I'm just like, how do you do that? And you fascinate me. You know, the one thing that makes me so happy about this book is, well, a lot of things, but I love the fact that so many people endorsed this book. So
yes,
it's rare that you put out a book and it gets endorsed by folks like Medic Alert Foundation or the Food Allergy and Anaphylaxis Connection Team, which is fact. They do so many camps for kids with food allergies. And then we have parents who have lost children who have foundations. For example, the Love for Giovanni Foundation, Giovanni Cipriano is a child who lost his life to a food allergic reaction, and he would have turned 21 yesterday. So there was a big message about him yesterday on Facebook. So I just want to make sure I give a shout out to our friend Georgina, who took the time to endorse the book and give her some love and support too, because I'm sure yesterday was a very tough day for her. And then we have the No Nut Traveler. I love her too. She is one who advocates for us to be able to fly safely with our allergic reactions to nuts. And she's the founder of No Nut Travel. Her name is Leanne Mandelbaum. So I hope you don't mind me giving shout outs to all these people who have supported us, Sally, but, you know, Eleanor Garrell Holding, Thomas Silvera of the Elijah Alavi Foundation, Caroline of GratefulFoodie.com. I mean, Brian Hom. I mean, so many people. Was that a part of this? Did you feel that energy surrounding this book as well?
I think it certainly adds to, and certainly adds to the credibility of the book. And I'm very honored to have these people and these foundations that they represent speak up and speak up about the book in very positive ways. So, you know, it's something that I wouldn't have expected, but I'm very delighted that they have done this, because it helps the book and gets the message out to for these children, helps these children. Yeah.
Do you, in a non-pandemic environment, which we wrote this during the very beginning of the pandemic, and I think we saw schools close and so forth, but I think our vision for the book and you know, the schools and so forth was much different than it is right now as it's playing out. But, you know, I was thinking kids would be in the classroom and here's a copy of the book and, you know, all this stuff. And it's different than that. So I kind of offered you up today as a Zoom call, Sally. I had a kindergarten teacher contact me on Twitter and start talking to me about the book and other books and their classroom needs. And I'm like, oh, I'm feeling like a virtual room mom right now. And I'm like, oh, man, I wonder if we just created like virtual parent mom or room mom or something for kindergarten classrooms or first grade classrooms. And there are so many things that can be done virtually, including having Sally in your classroom. And do you read from the books and talk all about your career?
Yes.
And
I
love it.
I will do anything to help help the kids. And I'm just recorded a first book, and it's not out yet. I mean, just a recording so that it couldn't be given away, and teachers can use it, and children can use it, parents can use it. And it's I did the Positive Peak book, and mm-hmm. we'll see if that works. Just the visual, and then I read the book, so it's just my voice, and then it has the picture. So we'll see how that flies, but there must be a lot of different ways that books can be used and this information can be passed on, you know. And I've also got a little bitty booklet on my website that's free, and it's about a reminder for kids, and it's just the very simplest things to how to situation and the things that they are supposed to do. It's 9 pages, and anybody can download it and use it. You know, it's free, so it's right on the front of the website. So
I'll make sure we have
that's what I've done there.
When you are creating books, do you have a any kind? I love that one video that explains sort of, you know, where you are when you work and so forth. So this might be a tricky question over, you know, non-video platform to describe how you put a book together or where you draw, you know, where you come up with your ideas and so forth. But I would think that'd just be a question people would always ask you and want to hear anyway. Do you have a way of giving us a visual on that over the radio? Might be tough, but.
Sure. Right. I create the books from a variety of influences. For instance, in speaking with you about this subject was one. The Denver Head Start program needed a particular book to help children transition from preschool to kindergarten. And the books out there didn't have what this teacher, this director of the Head Start wanted. She told me what she wanted. And then I created the book. And I create books like that. I create a book on a theme that I think children need to have. One is my book called No Smoking, No Drinking, No Drugs. And it's really focused on helping very small children, passing on the idea to very young children that it has a little character, Mr. Consequences, who goes through it and explains as children become tempted. And it's just an idea to plant something for a child that's very young. And you can plant that idea then, and it's hopefully it sits with them and stays with them in some way. And that's what I like to do. I have a wonderful book on greatness. You know, I just came out that I wanted mm-hmm. to do this, and it's called the Official Mermaid Handbook, and it's about greatness and how the elements that consist in greatness, and this particular mermaid wanted to be great. And it's fascinating how many you can put these points out and in a happy, easy, subtle way, and kids get it. So I start with an idea like that. I write the book, and then I can illustrate on the computer, not very fancily, but adequately, and very happy images, very colorful, simple, and then I illustrate and put them together with the text, and then I work using the Amazon programs and put it up that way. So I have them all on Amazon, and many times I've taken a book that has a character, and I'll make the character not only white, but I'll make that character in tan or darker skin. And so I have a multicultural version of that very book so that the kids of color can then identify with that book. That's how I create the books at this point. So it's it's been great fun. So I have a stack still waiting to be illustrated. So, anyway.
Yeah, I bet. I love how you are so talented at so many things. And we actually have a question for you. I thought, are you okay with answering some questions from people who are,
sure,
are listening,
sure,
to us live?
Yeah,
You have a question about how did you get started with art?
I always did art from as a child. My mother supplied me with crayons, and you know, we didn't have markers in those days. I had crayons and painting paint sets and all kinds of craft sets and stuff. I just loved that stuff. And she gave me private oil painting lessons when I was 10. But at the same time, my father was emphasizing my athletic ability, and so he was focusing on tennis. So I really, you know, art was always something I did in school, and I didn't imagine to do anything professionally, so it was an odd thing. But I did the tennis, and I, you know, I was a champion kind of tennis player, you know, junior champion of the U.S. and Wimbledon and all that kind of thing, and went on. But tennis in my day was not professional, and there was no real career long. There was no longevity to it, and. Other than teaching tennis, which I did for a while. And then when I met my husband, who was head of advertising promotion for Hallmark Cards, he saw my ability, and that's when we got together and I really started focusing on the art again. And I went into craft shows and those kinds of things, and I was very successful with all that. And then he said, let's put in a gallery, put in one gallery, and pretty soon we had five galleries that we owned. It was just all of my artwork and writing too, because I'd write these little inspirational thoughts with some art to go with them, and so we would do that, and then people would come in and they'd say, oh, I'd love to have one of these happy stores in my area. And so he had created the original Hallmark card shop, so he knew how to do that. And so pretty soon the five galleries that we owned became 26 because of all these other people that wanted the art, and then people came in and wanted to license my art for their greeting cards or for their wallpaper or for their clothing or for their purses. And so I had all this going on. And it was only when 9/11 hit and the little galleries closed, you know, nobody was out shopping and that sort of thing. So those little galleries closed. And so that's when I turned my attention to children's books and began creating the books. I had written stories for a long time and just put them in a box, but I pulled those out and started creating books by being able to draw on the computer. And as I say, not very complicated, but that was how I began and still work.
You know, more and more as some of my own books are coming out and so forth, and I'm learning more and more every day about the book industry and children's books and so forth. I keep dreaming in animation and making the characters come to life in like little TV series or movies or anything like that. And it looks to me like I'm looking at the cover of A Lesson for Every Child, and it looks like the Peanuts gang. You know, the Snoopy and the gang is here in a way, in its own beautiful way. And I'm like, oh, Sally, I wonder if we should talk to the Cartoon Network or something and take each of your books and make them like an episode, like a little learning episode on PBS or so. I don't know. I don't know how these things are done, but would that not be amazing? I looked at Pinky Doodlebug too, my own book coming out, and I'm like, oh my gosh, these characters, they jump off the page with their happiness. Can you imagine if they talk too? I love it.
Yes.
Do you ever think like that? Sorry,
yes.
I would love.
Yes. Well, when I create the books, I always see it as a little movie anyway. And
okay.
So I'm just chopping it up and making little images that represent certain statements that are in it, and that's how it goes.
Yeah.
But doing
maybe we need to write a script.
Not, No, I worked in film for a while, and I also, I remember it at USC, I had a class in animation, which was fun, but it's quite different now, quite different.
Yeah.
So I don't have the skills to do the animation myself. So
I have zero knowledge about any of it, but I had a dream a couple nights ago, and I'm like, oh, well, where was that the whole time? I'm thinking, and I love books and everything. I'm thinking, yeah, books. And here are the characters as the basis for this. If we could, you know, shift it into scripts and so forth for shows, it sure might be interesting. It's well beyond, you know, just one book about food allergies and so forth.
Right.
It's a whole, you know, body of work, and it could be kind of fascinating. So I of course, went on LinkedIn and looked up the Cartoon Network. I'm like, hey, look at
I'm
all this.
I'm in.
All right. We have a question for me, which I will answer. Why food allergies?
Okay.
Thank you for asking that, and I will answer. I personally am affected by food allergies. I've had food allergies for about 25 years now. I am one of the 32 million Americans, including 6 million children, who are affected by food allergies. And so I live my life daily with anaphylaxis, hopefully not active anaphylaxis, but the danger of anaphylaxis to peanuts, tree nuts, fish and shellfish, as well as an allergy to aspirin. So I wear a medic alert, I carry epinephrine, and I carry several copies of this book in my purse when I encounter somebody with food allergies, to either, you know, give them a copy or ask them if they'd like to purchase a copy of it for their classroom. And so I walk the talk of food allergies. I do not have children with food allergies. And so I think this book is so interesting to me because if I did have a child with food allergies who was young, I would, and I know I've talked to many, many parents about this, you know, it's scary to let them out of your sight. You want to hover and protect and so forth. And I find this combined with, you know, all the other protocols, one more tool in the toolbox to keep your child safe, alive, and thriving with food allergies. And it's a wonderful explanation where if your child can't explain what they have fully, the book sure does. I think we wrote it like that, didn't we, Sally, where it's very step-by-step of this is a food allergy, this is what I do, this is what I'm allergic to, this is how you don't have to treat me differently, and please don't bully me, right?
Yes, exactly. It has everything in it that just really makes children aware of the condition, the situation, and show empathy to the children who have it, you know.
Yeah, that's a great word for it, like compassion toward other people. For sure. And I love that you wrote this. I may wish I were another way and my food allergies would go away, but this they might never do. I must be glad there are just a few. And I love that little rhyme about food allergies. I have that memorized and I think that a lot in my head too, because I had a real long period of time where I wished my food allergies would go away, Sally. And they haven't and don't appear to be. So we're coping. I also want to mention before we go, we've got probably about 5 more minutes or so, but the wonderful folks at foodallergyawareness.org, Eleanor, Garrow, Holding, and Gang, over there, I'm a spokesperson for their organization, and they do so much and have current information and studies and protocols and just a wealth of information at that website. It's foodallergyawareness.org. And we mention them in the book, and the book is endorsed by them. It's FAACT as an acronym. Sally, what's next? What are you working on next?
I have sort of an idea for a book in my head, but I do have a stack of books and that need to be illustrated, and I have one that I've always loved, but I've never illustrated as yet. And I have a character that I've used in a couple of books. He's called Mr. Getaway. Mr. Getaway is a substitute teacher, and he comes in, and the kids always love it when he shows up because he's going to take them on an adventure. And one of the adventures is in this book, which is he's going to take them to the land of the Thanky Yuis. And the Thanky Yuis, the kids get off the bus and they wander around this place and they hear this humming and they can't figure out what this humming is. And there are all these little beings, and they all they say are thank you, thank you, thank you. And so they're called the thanky yuis. And any situation that comes up, they say thank you. They say thank you to it. So it puts them in a certain vibration. And all of these, and of course, it makes the kids who visit them come away with a different awareness, and they become much more appreciative and to each other and to life in general. So that's the Thank You Yui. So that's a book that I want to do.
I need to endorse that one or be part of it. There's a sentence I put out on Twitter all the time. There are two words you can really never use enough. Thank you. I always say that.
Yes, true.
Always.
Absolutely true.
Isn't it? Yeah. So with that, thank you, Sally Huss. You are amazing in every way. It's just a joy to hear your voice and be even associated with you be able to collaborate with you. I still think it's one of the true joys in my life, being able to do not one but two books with you, and I just am so grateful for you all the time. I still don't really have quite the right words for it. I don't know what else there is other than just love and joy and happiness and gratitude for you. I just love you so much.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. It's been my pleasure, and I thank you for your generosity and your willingness to share your experiences, and which make both of these books real and useful, really useful too. Yeah, thank you.
So, thank you. I love the title of that next book. We're gonna you get to put that one out, and I hope you do, because that's a great concept and so adorable. So, we're gonna sign off, and I'm gonna send you to sallyhuss.com, and I'm also going to send you to besteveryou.com. We do have a section on our website where Sally's website is embedded into ours. I love it. So you can click on our website too and find all of Sally's books, not just the two that we've done together. Her whole website is embedded into our website under the books section, under books we recommend and so forth. So we love all of Sally's books. And I was going to tell you one more thing, Sally, on Amazon. I got verified today as an Amazon influencer. So more shout outs to Amazon, because I know all of your books are there. Yes, exactly. So we have a storefront on Amazon now. Yeah, I love Amazon. So we're very grateful, and we are running a little event promo on Facebook all week long for A Lesson for Every Child Learning about Food Allergies. And we hope you'll join in our event. We're asking everyone to please purchase a copy if you can. If you can't, that's fine too. But purchase a copy and donate it to your local library or classroom, kindergarten classroom. And so far, we've been making, we may run the event another week to get everybody on board. I know everybody's really busy right now getting back to school, so we might run the event a little bit longer. And we're real proud of this book. So. All right, Sally, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope you'll come back. All right, take care, everybody, and thank you so much for listening to the Best Ever You Show. You can find us at besteveryou.com and sallyhuss.com. That's sallyhuss.com. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.